I'm Barbara Gray, and this story comes from Haunted Holidays, published by the University Press of Kentucky. Grandma's Pumpkin Pie. Roberta's Grandma Simpson said that her grandmother, Allie, made the best pumpkin pie she ever ate. Each year, the entire family looked forward to Thanksgiving because Grandma Allie made plenty of pumpkin pies for everybody. She let Grandma Simpson help her so she could watch and learn. Grandma Simpson got pretty good at making pies like Grandma Allie. The year Grandma Allie died was a sad one indeed. She died in late summer, but everybody was already thinking about Thanksgiving. How could they celebrate without her pumpkin pies? Then another event occurred that seemed to make the pumpkin pie possibility more unlikely. The Carter family, who lived across the creek, had a young male relative, Hollis, who was visiting from Ohio. Hollis was bored and hated having to stay in the country for the duration of the visit. He knew nothing about farming and only wanted to go back to city life. Mr. Carter did not raise watermelons and pumpkins on his farm. "Nobody in our family likes pumpkins and watermelons," he said, "so why should I waste my space, time, and energy to grow the things? I can think of better things to plant in my fields." He was wrong about one family member. Hollis loved watermelon. One night, after everybody had gone to bed early, Hollis was restless and couldn't sleep. "Maybe I could sleep if I had a watermelon," he thought. "It would be so cool. Now I wonder who grows some around here. Oh, yeah. The alleys." Hollis walked across the yard, picked up a stick to use as a walking stick, and headed to the alleys' farm. Everybody was in bed there, too, so he didn't worry about being caught. He found a watermelon, broke it open with his stick, and enjoyed the cool, juicy contents. As he finished off the last bite, he heard a voice behind him. "You didn't have to steal a watermelon," said Mr. Alley, holding his rifle. "I would have given you one if you had asked." Mr. Alley felt that Hollis's family should know what he had done, so he marched Hollis home and told the family what had happened. Mr. Alley didn't ask them to punish Hollis. He just thought they should know about the stealing so it wouldn't become a problem. Mr. Carter did punish Hollis, though. After Mr. Alley left, Mr. Carter broke a switch from the peach tree and took Hollis out behind the woodshed and gave him a good thrashing with the switch. Hollis wasn't hurt, but he was angry. The next night, he waited even later until he was sure everybody was asleep. Then he picked up a stronger stick with a keen point at the edge of the yard and walked straight to the fields at the alley place. He walked through the large pumpkin and watermelon patch and smashed every watermelon and pumpkin in the patch. All were ruined. That ended Hollis's visit. Mr. Carter shipped the young man back home to let his parents deal with him. The parents paid Mr. Alley for the damage, but some of the damage was beyond price. With all the pumpkins ruined, there would be no pumpkin pies. Grandma Simpson was heartbroken. She had Grandma Alley's recipe, but not the principal ingredient. On Thanksgiving Eve, the family went to bed feeling very sad. The next morning, in the wee hours of Thanksgiving Day, Grandma Simpson put the turkey in the oven to roast. She heard a noise that she couldn't identify on the front porch. She opened the door and looked out, but nobody was there. She spotted something on the edge of the porch and moved closer. There were two of the biggest, healthiest pumpkins she had ever seen. The neighbors could not have brought them because they didn't grow them. Who could have done such a kind deed? Grandma Simpson picked them up and took them inside to make the pumpkin pies. She swore until the end of her life that as she picked up the pumpkins, she heard Grandma Allie laughing. That was Grandma's Pumpkin Pie from the book Haunted Holidays, 12 Months of Kentucky Ghosts, by Roberta Simpson Brown and Lonnie E. Brown, published by University Press of Kentucky. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.